Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
All right, there's a tremendous amount going on in Washington, D.C., and specifically related to the education system. So let me bring in Chuck Thies. He's the political strategist and former Mayor Vincent Gray and the campaign manager and a close advisor to Gray. We spoke with him a couple days ago, actually. Chuck, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Let me begin by just making it clear.
Yes, sir.
I'm not drunk, and if the special prosecutor wants my emails, he can have them.
Okay, good. See, this
takes all the fun out of this.
I think Chuck's starting a trend, by the way. We need to establish this with every interview. Chuck, so that's, and you're not Sam Nunberg either. So, Chuck, let's talk about what's going on in D.C., because it seems like some public officials must be drunk, because the former chancellor, Antoine Wilson, remember, he was ousted and ended up being fired because he was able to use, he had his daughter jump the lottery line in order to go to Wilson High School when she shouldn't have jumped the line. And he did it by using his power after establishing rules just a couple months prior that that should not happen. He jumps the line. He does it with the assistant of the deputy mayor, who's fired a couple of days before he is. Then there's questions from Muriel Bowser. Why didn't she fire the chancellor at the same time? And then eventually the pressure from us and others asking these questions ends up leading to his firing. So now it seems we have answers, because yesterday he tells the Washington Post she knew about this. Muriel Bowser knew, despite her denials, her prior denials, back in September that he was moving his daughter into Wilson High and jumping the lottery line. What is going on here, Chuck?
Well, I think you put your hammer on the nail here, because if you look at the timeline, that explains everything. When this scandal first came out, which was on Friday before President's Day weekend, Bowser fired the deputy mayor who had assisted Wilson, the chancellor, in moving his child to a high-performing school, but she didn't fire the chancellor. And everyone scratched their head and said, well, why is that? He's the one who benefited from this.
Yes.
Why is the deputy mayor being fired, but not the guy who benefited from the scheme? And then, of course, a few days later, she ends up caving to public pressure and doing the right thing and demanding his resignation. But then a week later, it is revealed that a man who was fired or forced to resign, they're one and the same, a man who was fired for cheating the government receives $140,000 severance. My initial reaction to that was hush money. And now we find out that he has integrity and he's willing to speak the truth. Mm-hmm. And it was clear that he knew something the day he resigned, because right after his resignation, he did an interview, or perhaps it was just before, it's immaterial. And he was asked twice, when did the mayor know about this? And he said nothing. He almost smirked. And so what did she know and when did she know it is the operative question here.
Right.
And he answered it yesterday. He answered it to the Washington Post and he answered it on Fox 5. He said, I told her, and he was very specific. He cited the day and the meeting during which he told her. Then you look at the mayor's statement and it's very slimy. It's slippery. She said, and I quote, I in no way approved of a transfer or knew about an illegal transfer.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. This transfer was never deemed illegal by the Washington Post, by any of the reporters looking into it, by the government itself. What she's doing here is she's offering a smokescreen, a statement that she can hide behind, a very carefully crafted statement that obscures the lie she told 2 weeks ago. It's clear that she knew in September. It was clear at the time that she knew. She has a history of knowing about these things and covering them up. Last year, in 2017, two of her top officials cheated the school lottery. She found out about it in February of 2017, but did nothing about it until May of 2017, when NBC broke the story. She did nothing. No discipline, no change in rules. So there's a pattern here. She finds out that her top officials are doing something wrong and does nothing.
Yeah.
And then when news breaks of it, she claims she's aghast and this cannot happen again.
Yep. Very quickly, David Grosso, who is the council member who chairs the Education Committee, announced that he's going to hold a hearing into this, and he's going to ask the Mayor Wilson and Niles to testify under oath. Do you think he's going to get answers?
Well, that's a good question. When Bowser was asked last night on Fox whether or not she would participate in a hearing under oath, she said, "I need to talk to the council member about that."
Amazing.
Which basically is her way of firing a shot across his bow.
All right,
Chuck,
we're out of time, but we want to spend more time on this soon, so we will have you back to chat about this. At some point, everything's got to break. You think Vince Gray's going to jump in when they find a severed head? I mean, what's going to happen? Chuck, thank you.
What's it going to take?
I can tell you this. Vince Gray is in the 11th hour of his decision-making process.
All right, we'll see. Let us know when the 12th is nearing. 823 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.